The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. Keep in mind that if you're not always able to listen at 10 o'clock in the morning, you can go to naturaldocradio.com and hear all of our archived shows. And keep in mind also, we have a very nice list of upcoming guests, so always stay tuned and hear Dr. Sherry Rogers, Dr. Len Horowitz. We're going to have Carl Germano talking about cannabinoids. Lots of good things on the agenda here at Natural Doc Radio. And this morning I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and he has lots of things to talk about today. Hi, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And I was thinking, as I do occasionally, what if we didn't have health insurance? And I want you to, you know, really...
Boy, what a concept.
Just think about this for a second. And you had to spend money on your health. I wonder how you would spend it. I'll give you an example of what to think about. Would you spend $150,000 on a bypass operation? Or perhaps say, you know, maybe I'll just spend $5,000 to avoid needing a bypass operation. I'm just wondering how someone's mind thinks. So... if you look at things in that context, or another way to think about it too is, let's say you had an extra $15,000 in your pocket, because that's what it's taking for many people these days to spend out of pocket before their insurance kicks in. Are there things that you would spend it on with regards to your health that your insurance isn't covering? Because the real question is, who is insurance really benefiting? Now, clearly it's benefiting someone if they have a catastrophic illness and have big bills. Of course you want to control that. But I guess the question I have is, I don't think anybody would say I'd rather spend $150,000 for bypass if I can avoid it for $5,000. But why isn't the health insurance companies doing the same thing?
Isn't that an interesting question? Something that years and years ago, I kind of investigated a little bit, because we were part of a group of people offering to doctors a variety of different ways of reducing their patients' expenditures. And we expected that Blue Cross Blue Shield and other very, very well-known health insurance companies would be supportive. And that didn't happen.
So, again, think of it. Are the insurance companies spending your health care dollars the way you would spend your health care dollars?
Are they spending them wisely? Are they spending them to support good health?
Well, my question is, clearly if someone needs bypass surgery, the money should be there. But why are they not spending any money on preventing the need for bypass surgery?
And they could be then accumulating those healthcare dollars that have not been wasted on unnecessary surgery, and the money would always be there for required treatments when there are no other preventive options available.
So the whole idea, I mean, it's, what we're talking about is really your freedom and freedom of choice. When you buy health insurance, not only do they mandate what treatments they will pay for and not pay for, they mandate who you can see with regard to your health. Or, for example, they don't tell you where you can go and where you can't go. They just tell you who they'll pay for and who they won't pay for.
Right.
And naturally, that directs you in one direction or another. So it makes me angry when I see that they're not working in the patient's best interest. So then whose interest are they working in? And why would they be doing that? In other words, if you buy stock in a company, I would think that the company is working to increase the value of their stock and make the company better, and therefore the stock value goes up. I think that's how it works. But when you buy health insurance, seems to be a whole different paradigm.
Certainly seems to be a whole different paradigm. Dr. Slavin, have you noticed that there is no longer a gasoline station on every corner of a major intersection? Now we are seeing pharmacies on those major corners. And those pharmacies are open 24 hours. And those pharmacies offer a wide range of different services. Typically, with those services would have been decided upon between the physician and their patient. Now it's kind of like drive up, drive through, and certainly those pharmacies do have drive through windows. It is, in my opinion, very indicative of where this whole system is focused, and it's on chemicals and it's on artificial intervention. It has nothing to do with common sense and with supporting health. So the very phrase healthcare system is misleading. It is not healthcare.
Well, okay. So you buy health insurance and now they tell you these are the doctors you can go see.
They even tell you what pharmaceuticals those doctors can recommend for you.
Right.
And they'll pay for them or they won't pay for them.
But basically that's what you're getting from most doctors. If they're not doing surgery or radiation and chemo, they're prescribing drugs. So they're sending you the doctors that prescribe drugs. So do you think the health insurance company really is an arm of the pharmaceutical industry?
Looks that way.
Seems to be. And they're not interested in preventing the need to take drugs or preventing the need to have bypass surgery. And I think the American public is being shortchanged, to say it politely.
To put it mildly, shortchanged. But there are plenty of people out there, Dr. Slavin, who listen to shows like this, who take advice of trusted physicians who have enlarged their knowledge base with regard to including health-supporting approaches and informing their patients that as well as these dietary choices, these supplement choices, these exercise lifestyle, all of that, in addition to that, you have ultimately an option for a pharmaceutical or a more intense intervention. But you need to take a certain amount of responsibility. You are not going to maintain good health by consuming fast foods, by consuming highly processed foods, by consuming highly sugared, and I'm going to say sweetened drinks, because it includes both the high fructose corn syrup sweetened drinks and the artificially zero calorie sweetened drinks. The thing is, you start to look at some of the choices that Americans are making. Look at the numbers for the carbonated sodas for the main producers of those sodas, and you see that that market is decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. So the consumer is voting with their wallet.
I have a question for you. For the first time with Obamacare, the government is forcing people to buy health insurance. The government forces you to pay taxes. Are there any other areas where the government forces you to do something, sometimes against your will? I think we can understand that we understand the purpose of paying taxes, but what we don't like is when our tax dollars are being wasted. But where else does the government mandate
That's an actual real question to me.
Is there any other area? They mandate childhood vaccinations. But after that, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Attendance in schools for a certain age category. Yeah.
You have to go to school.
You have to show that you are being educated either at home with an accredited program or attending a school.
I guess they do have other mandates. For example, to drive a car, you should have a license. Oh, I had a very interesting discussion with somebody yesterday who adopted a child from Russia. And it's a while back already because now you can't. I think Putin stopped that. And I asked her, well, how much did it cost? She said about $30,000. Part of the price was traveling back and forth, but the lawyers, you know, get their fair share. But she had to be cleared in this country to make sure she would be a acceptable parent to a child, which is okay. And the first thing that came to my mind, can you guess what came to my mind?
No, Dr. Slavin.
Why don't they do that with biological parents before they come and see that people are acceptable to be parents?
1923, the Supreme Court mandated the enforced sterilization of a young woman, saying that she was mentally incapable of being a proper parent. And she was forcibly sterilized. And then it turned out that, her mental capacities were not what they had been presented as. So it was an error.
Well, I'm not mandating forced sterilization, but I'm saying
how are you going to ensure that somebody who doesn't pass the criteria for being a parent doesn't become a parent?
No, you do the same type of interview sessions that you do with the parents that want to adopt kids. Why should they be better parents or better qualified to be parents than biological parents?
Who's going to do the interview?
The same people that take care of all the fostered kids and the kids that are not being treated right. You know, do it in advance. Evaluate the people. So maybe it should be part of school classes on the responsibility of being a parent and the time to be a parent and things like that, instead of having all these teenage pregnancies. What's the statistic? Over 60% of kids are born out of wedlock now, at least.
Okay, teenage pregnancy has significantly declined in the past 10 years. Out of wedlock is many people are choosing not to be married. Absolutely making the decision to become parents without the benefit of matrimony. I hear music. Thank goodness that I hear music. Oh, my heavens. Okay. So you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here talking with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back. Have your lab work done at AMT Centers. That gives you the opportunity for a nutritional evaluation of your lab test results. Florida licensed nutritionist Janet Cimarelli can offer a review of your lab results with suggestions for dietary and supplemental support to balance your blood test results. For more information, visit amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station.
Welcome back to Natural Talk Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And so much going on in our discussion. So much very significant information that I think people need to really ponder for themselves. Where do I want to focus my dollars? And I think that truly people can vote with their wallets. And I honestly do believe that to a certain extent, our mandated healthcare dollars are collected in this big government vault somewhere. And that despite the fact that you're I disagree with the term healthcare dollars are being collected there in Washington. I still think any dollars you have left in your wallet, you need to make informed choices about your food. And I have always been astonished when clients come to see me and they've had a serious illness, any different type of serious illness. And when they've asked their doctor, what should I eat? Is there anything special I should include? Is there something certain that I should eliminate from my diet? What's important? And the doctor will say, eat anything you want. Children, teenagers come in to see me and they have terrible, terrible acne. And they ask their doctors, you know, is there anything that I should avoid? No, eat whatever you want. And I'm going to tell you for certain, there are any number of different food choices that should be eliminated if you've been dealing with a serious illness, if you've been dealing with a skin condition, because what you eat matters. Dr. Slavin?
So you're for freedom of choice when it comes to... Or you're not. You're against freedom of choice when it comes to food.
I can tell. Dr. Slavin and I are going to have to arm wrestle this morning.
You know, here's something that popped up on the news, and I checked it out on other locations, and this is the story here. In collaboration with big business and special interests, the Obama administration's Department of Health and Human Services is plotting a new program to track Americans' vaccination records, wage a massive propaganda campaign to encourage more inoculations, and foist more controversial vaccines on adults against their will. Federal bureaucrats and crony capitalists set to profit from the proposal claim. The goal is to improve public health, and established media outlets have largely parroted that line so far. However, critics of the unconstitutional scheme, formally dubbed the National Adult Immunization Plan, say the ultimate goal is to forcibly vaccinate all Americans and move toward a radical new healthcare paradigm in which medical treatment is delivered at gunpoint. Thinking about, do we want to be told to get a vaccination against our will or not?
You're asking me if that's a,
so,
something.
I'm not sure where you stand on these things.
You're not sure.
You were just mandating people eat a certain way.
I wasn't mandating. I was suggesting they learn about making proper choices that are going to be supportive of health. I'm not going to force them to do that. And I'm going to say once in a while, stepping off the straight and narrow and doing some things kind of bad. Okay. The sugary or salty snack treats that different people enjoy. There are some out there that actually are healthier choices than others. And so vote with your wallet, make the best choice for you and your family to enhance the quality of your diet and the status of your nutrition.
Should people be held responsible for the poor choices they make?
Okay, they may not feel as though they're being held responsible, but in my mind, they are being held responsible because they will ultimately develop different health issues that are the consequence of years and years and years of poor food choices.
And
what we should have is the information being readily available rather than being suppressed, rather than having the kind of information in publications that we have over the years come to trust. Science Magazine, Atlantic Monthly, some of those places, the disinformation about GMO foods in those publications come about because journalists have been paid off to put the information available from Monsanto into those articles.
And when those people get sick, and you're right, they're paying the penalty for their poor choices.
And we're paying it with them.
We're paying with dollars, they're paying with pain. Through our healthcare dollars that we're subsidizing all these other people.
We're subsidizing the insurance companies. We're subsidizing the vaccine companies. We're subsidizing, all the entire medical community by allowing things like mammography to continue, to allow the kind of approaches to what is claimed to be breast cancer that requires surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and reconstruction. We're paying for it.
Well, we have to wake up as a society and maybe make better choices so things change a little bit.
Okay, so here's a question for you, Dr. Slavin. The wealthiest man in America, who is it?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. What does he support? GMO foods, Monsanto. What does he support? Vaccines. How does he support it? Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
All right, but it has to be a grassroots effort.
That's what I said.
To make
Vote
the changes.
With your dollars. Don't buy GMO foods. Don't buy high fructose corn syrup.
But think about this. Remember I started off, if it was your money you were spending instead of the insurance company's money, you wouldn't spend $150,000 for bypass. You'd figure out ways to avoid bypass, and it would cost far less. Why? And then I said, but the insurance company seems to be very happy allowing people to get sick enough to need bypass. You would think they would implement strategies to prevent that, but they don't.
Reduce their expenditures.
But they're not.
So isn't that an interesting area to investigate? What kind of financial incentive do those insurance companies have to continue to put out so much money? Are those insurance companies investing in the pharmaceutical industry? Are those insurance companies investing their premium collected money in high technology medical machinery?
Of course
they do, because it pays off. So it's this nasty, dirty circle of money.
They even have ownership interests in many labs, and then they tell you, if you have this insurance, you must have your blood work done at this lab. And then, by the way, we don't pay for all those tests. We only pay for a couple of tests.
The tests that are really going to give you an insight into the development of disease, do you really think that that is a test we're going to pay for? I don't think so, because we make too much money when the disease is diagnosed. The treatment pays. Doesn't necessarily pay in health, but it pays those companies in real dollars, your hard-earned dollars.
All right, I'm speechless now.
You didn't know I had such a can of worms over here on this side of the desk.
Well, if you notice, we stopped talking about another topic I brought up, but it really comes down to really individual responsibility.
Absolutely.
And I think when you relinquish that, hand it over to the insurance companies, you really don't take, you don't think about it as much, and then you don't take better care of yourself because you think, well, if I get sick, the insurance will pay for it. But okay. If it was your money, would you treat yourself the same way you do right now?
Well, it's so, you know, for any of our listeners who have had relatives or friends who've had bypass surgery, who have had breast surgery, you talk to those patients and you find out the suffering that they have lived through. It is such a very sad experience. And I think more and more people are understanding that angioplasty bypass, all of those heroic approaches, don't lead to feeling well, being highly productive. And you know, you're talking about taking personal responsibility, Dr. Slavin. It is actually a supporter of happiness. When you feel as though you have taken a certain amount of control over your destiny, a certain amount of control over your health and well-being. And it doesn't have to be huge, heartbreakingly expensive or dramatically difficult situations, just little by little, better and better choices. Here's one suggestion. More vegetables. That's easy. Do they have to be fresh? Do they have to be organic? No, to the best of your ability. More vegetables, frozen vegetables, whatever. Lots of different choices out there. And do you have to eat the ones you don't like? No, but try to learn different ways of preparing those vegetables so that you do like them. There are so many opportunities out there.
Where did you learn this?
It's very interesting.
And when?
Okay. I learned it at my mother's knee because she was very, very much a supporter of making good choices in eating your vegetables. And unfortunately, when I was a younger person, I thought, oh, well, maybe she isn't that smart as she wants me to believe. And so I went a little wide of the mark and I paid the price. And I'm here to tell you, take care of your body and it will take care of you.
Okay, so we see a breakdown of society. There is no family life now and an environment to teach people how to eat right. You know, they're lucky to put any food on the table in many cases if you have a single parent. It's really a problem for many people. And I'm not sure, you know, when they if they go to school and get a school lunch, if the quality of the school lunch.
Right. Certainly the quality of, there's free school breakfast available to children in Broward County schools and school lunches. So the quality, maybe it isn't the best, but to tell your kids, eat the vegetables there. And they say, I don't like them. Okay. Eat them and then eat what you like. And that music means it's time for us to take a break and for me to take a breath here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And if you want to leave a question, there's a number to call. You can leave a voicemail question, 954-338-7313. 954-338-7313. Leave a question and we'll address it on the next day's show. Dr. Slavin?
Well, or if we get it during the show, we might be able to address it.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. And okay, so here's, we're having a pretty good discussion here this morning. So if people want to text a little comment or a question, they can call 954-652-8680. Not call, text rather.
Yeah, text.
954-652-8680. Text your question or comment about today's Natural Doc Radio show.
And that's during the radio show from 10 to 11.
Right.
You know, we as healthcare providers, you know, see all the gaps in not just in healthcare, but in how people are really living their own lives. And we're not here to tell people what to do, but we're here to inform people that they may want to make a better choice. You know, the funny thing is, and this is something that's repeated over and over again by people, they say, if I'd known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself.
That was Mickey Mantle.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. But I've heard it from other people too.
Okay.
And it could be a truer statement. You know, when you're young, you think you're invincible and you do whatever you want and nothing happens.
Well, you're misguided by a lot of people that you consider voices of authority.
And all we're suggesting is that the sooner you realize that you might be on the wrong track, if you're interested, I'm not all for letting people want to smoke, go right ahead. Understand the consequences. If you want to be overweight and eat improperly, understand the consequences. If you don't want to exercise, understand the consequences. But if you want to live a long, healthy, vibrant life, then you have to take the steps. It doesn't come easy. Nobody.
It doesn't have to be harmful,
no, but
though.
But you still have to work at it. Like anything else of value, you have to work at.
Okay, but when you're making step-by-step choices and they become part of your lifestyle, making the initial change can be an issue of significant effort, but it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be harsh. It certainly can be. I mean, there are different kinds of exercise that are going to be so pleasant. A walk on the beach, and then maybe you get so feeling well and uplifted and energized that you go for a brisk walk on the beach. Maybe you decide to go into the ocean and swim part of the way. Maybe you decide to go canoeing or bicycling. There are so many different ways to get physical activity without going to the gym. And here's my funny thing is, I work at a number of different places that have gyms. in the same shopping center as the stores where I am. And I watch the people fighting over the parking spaces that are close to the door. And I'm thinking, you're going in there to exercise. Choose the one that's the parking space that is the longest walk, because you do your warm up walking into the gym. I'm just saying.
Well, so if you were listening to the program from the beginning, we said that it seems that the healthcare establishment, and that includes insurance companies and everybody else involved with the insurance, really aren't interested in keeping people healthy, because if they were, they would have programs to keep people from needing medication and needing hospitalization and surgeries and everything else, but they're not doing any of that. In fact, they seem to be promoting that approach. And it goes as far as when a physician treats a patient and all he does is a complete blood count, blood test, and a serum chemistry, and he proclaims you're healthy, that enforces the same paradigm. They're not really working to keep you healthy, because when a CBC and chem panel are normal, it just means you don't need hospitalization. I mean, that's how late those tests are in detecting problems.
So what are some of the forward-thinking tests brought to you from Advanced Medical Testing Centers, AMTCenters.com? So what are some of the tests that really give you an insight into people's quality of health?
Well, again, the idea is just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick, meaning you can have problems and you can feel perfectly well, but with a CBC and a chem panel, you're not going to discover them.
And what tests would somebody want? Number one, I'm going to say vitamin D. Make sure your vitamin D level is known.
Vitamin D is important. Other minerals are important. Mineral deficiencies are rampant in our society because of the diet that most people have.
So selenium and iodine,
magnesium,
chromium,
vanadium, all these trace minerals.
All of those very important. So people can have those levels tested?
Yes. So you can find out. You ask yourself the question, do you care about your health and do you care about staying healthy and avoiding all those feared diseases, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, strokes.
Okay, now I know that AMT centers, they have the capacity to test your genetic response to different medications to see there would be an area of the pharmaceutical medications for certain gene types that would be less desirable. And then there are medication classifications that are more effective for these different gene backgrounds. Are there genetic tests for, let's say, brain function, neurological function? Are there genetic tests that are going to expose your risk for heart and circulatory disease, genetic tests to evaluate your immune function? What about those, Dr. Slavin?
Well, I don't think those types of tests have come out yet. There are tests that measure neurotransmitters, for example, but I wouldn't call them genetic tests.
No.
So if you look at different neurotransmitters, and if you see imbalances there, trying to correct those imbalances might be helpful.
Okay. And so just evaluating your nutrient status, very, very, very important. Well, I'm going to say so many of the very common symptoms that people come to discuss with us, Dr. Slavin, like insomnia, indigestion, constipation, those kinds of things, sometimes or very frequently, in my opinion, there are nutrient imbalances, either too much or too little of certain nutrients that are going to have going to be the basis of developing those symptoms.
All right, so you were mentioning what are the important tests to have done beyond a CBC and a chem panel? Well, clearly a complete thyroid evaluation, not just the TSH. So that's important.
Okay, even TSH, T3, T4 doesn't tell you very much, and especially if the doctor isn't talking to their patient, or rather isn't listening to their patient.
So what Janet is saying is you can have a normal thyroid panel and still have thyroid problems, but you would never know it if you don't talk to the patient, find out what their complaints are. But I have to tell you, the mainstream doctor says if you're within those ranges, I don't care what you complain of, you don't have a thyroid problem. That's the way they look at it.
Okay, I had a very interesting client the other day, and she was very, very thin and had a ravenous appetite, and she was diagnosed as hypothyroid, and she was talking to me, and when she was ready to leave, she said, "If I'm hypothyroid, how come I'm so thin? Isn't that hyperthyroid issue?" And Dr. Slavin, has your experience ever been that you see people with symptoms of both hypo and hyper?
Yes. Yeah. These are, guidelines that maybe if someone is super thin, it may be a sign of hyperthyroidism, but there are cases where an individual can not have a weight problem and be hypothyroid. The other test on yesterday's program, we talked about mercury and how prevalent mercury is in the environment. And if you were to test people, you would find people are starting to accumulate mercury. And mercury, and this is from the government, there is no safe level of mercury in your body, yet they continue to put it in your body with dental amalgams and with vaccinations. And, there's a disconnect there. On the one hand, you're trying to make people healthy. On the other hand, you're poisoning them. You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense, and there's nobody out there explaining it.
What about doing tests for osteoporosis rather than exposing yourself to those scans, which have a certain content of radiation exposure?
Yeah, probably don't have a lot of radiation, but it's a fairly worthless test, in my opinion, and I'll tell you why. They're comparing the woman, it's used most often a woman having the test, to a 25-year-old woman. So you can pretty much predict the results of the test. You're going to have diminished bone density automatically.
And be a candidate for a pharmaceutical. Want to talk about some of the negatives with that pharmaceutical?
Right, but just think about the alternative test is a measurement of bone loss that we can detect in the urine. It's called N-telopeptide. And if you're not losing excessive bone, then your body is basically keeping control of your bone density and doing everything it needs to do for that. And that test is only covered by Medicare right now. And it's kind of strange. You know, if people were really interested in helping people maintain their bone density, wouldn't they want to know with a simple urine test, which is relatively inexpensive compared to a bone density test? You see all the inconsistencies with healthcare. They call it healthcare, but they're spending your money, or let's put it this way, they're wasting your money on things that might have an alternative that would be better and more cost effective.
And that music means it's time for a break on Natural Doc Radio. Remember, you can hear this show archived on naturaldocradio.com. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauder Hill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I just want to let everybody know that my probiotic product, Janabiotic, is available at Toonies, at Dr. Slavin's, at Greenlands. So many different places you can find it. The Healthy Way on Clintmore Road in Boca Raton, Vitamin Emporium. The list goes on and on. So if you're interested in trying my probiotic, that is a very, very reasonable dose of a very, very nice profile of ingredients, you can go to janazon.com and find out all about the ingredients and find out where you can find it. Dr. Slavin?
Oh, we left off talking about that urine test that measures bone loss. Now think about a very good use of it. How about in a teenager? The assumption is that teenage girls, for example, are not losing excess bone or not losing
bone density.
Bone. Right.
Yeah.
And if you do a bone density test, they'll probably come out all right, but they might be losing bone because they have some excess bone. And why would they be losing bone? Because their vitamin D level is not adequate, or
their magnesium level is deficient.
Right. Or they're not exercising enough. So
their sugar intake is a little too high.
Know, so I think the question is, and you think about it, when do people tell you to get a bone density? You know, when you're in your, what?
50s,
60s. Instead of, you know, the bone density I wouldn't recommend earlier because it probably won't, you know, show too much except in women who are older than 25. But the urine test to measure bone loss will give you an idea, a functional idea, if your body is working to maintain its bone mass or not.
So we're talking also about things that are deficient in our diets because of the way that our foods are brought to the table, so to speak, and trace minerals like boron, so critically important. Silicon, so critically important for maintaining bone density, and they're just not present in our vegetables, in our legumes, in our foods.
Again, if you look at the test, the CBC and the chemistry panel, you're not getting any feedback about any of your nutrient levels, about any of your inflammatory markers in your body, and those are really the important information to know about. If you have inflammation going on in your body, you want to know it. It could be brought on by allergies, food sensitivities, lack of exercise, excessive sugar intake. All these things, you know, play a role, and you should become aware of it. It could also be from a dental problem that you may not be aware of.
And I'm going to say, Dr. Slavin, that we have so much information about our genetic predispositions to different issues. And let's just say in a family, very often you can see that thyroid issues tend to go from generation to generation in the female line of a family. Very often, parents or children are very aware when their parents are exhibiting symptoms of bone loss, where they're hunched over, they're losing height, they're in pretty significant pain from arthritis. And so before, or we shouldn't necessarily wait till those symptoms manifest in this next generation, take a look at what has been a problem in your family history. We started talking earlier today about bypass surgery, how expensive that is. And if you had information about how to support your nutrition status and minimize the potential for the development of cardiovascular disease, we have the opportunity to measure coenzyme Q10, huge in its ability to support the function of the heart. There is more than 50 years of research into vitamin E mixed tocopherols, and now more and more information about the tocotrienols. Unique E has the high quality profile of both tocopherols, and then there's Unique E Plus that has the tocopherols and the tocotrienols. The tocotrienols are going to support your immune system, and overall that benefit from vitamin E, a simple vitamin E support. And you're going to balance your hormones a little more effectively. Your skin is going to be better, and your heart and circulatory system from one nutrient, vitamin E. Magnesium, you talk about it all the time, Dr. Slavin, how when people measure their serum magnesium levels, it doesn't tell them anything. And that's the test, unfortunately, that most doctors are relying on. And rather than have that, it's red blood cell magnesium that needs to be measured. And I have often heard from my clients that their doctors have refused to do that test. They say, well, what are you going to do with it? Oh, it's too expensive. We're not doing that test. The red blood cell serum test is fine.
Well, I agree that it's important to do the right test, especially yesterday's program about mercury. If you want to test mercury, for example, you don't do a serum mercury level. You don't do a blood test for mercury because it does not stay in the blood. If you have chronic low-level exposure to mercury, that could be from dental amalgams, it could be from your vaccinations, it could be from the food supply, particularly fish, that's not a big enough amount to really be picked up in a blood test, but it's going to be stored and accumulated in your tissues. And that's why you have to do a provocative test, which means you're going to take an oral chelator or an intravenous chelator to mobilize those stores of mercury in your tissues. And then your body excretes it through the urine, and we collect the urine and we see, you know, what you've been accumulating. Remember, in published data by the government, even there is no safe level of mercury for the body.
Oh, might you find, mercury in government-mandated vaccines, Dr. Slavin?
Yes.
Okay.
Go figure, huh?
Go figure. Okay, so for all of those people out there who are very concerned that their exposure to mercury might have led to an accumulation in their bodies, okay, one of the ways to minimize that accumulation in your tissues is to make sure that you have a very, very well supported micro mineral status. So make sure that your mineral intake is very, very well supported. Make sure that you take minerals in supplemental form, because I think that sometimes you're missing critical micro mineral status when you're just relying on your diet. It's hard to get everything that your body needs solely from your diet. And I can hear a gasp out there. Oh, she's just promoting supplements. Well, the thing is, the status of our digestive systems is not always 100%.
Well, we're not really promoting supplements. We're promoting testing. And if you're deficient in something, you want to correct that deficiency. In many cases, it requires a supplement because it's just not going to happen with the trying to improve your diet. I think when you try to improve your diet, what you're really trying to do is cut back on carbohydrates cut back on exposure to genetically modified foods, meaning stick to organic foods as much as possible. Try to avoid exposure to hormones and antibiotics in the food, which means, you know, grass-fed beef, hormone-free, you know, the better quality beef, because all these things add up. When it comes to magnesium, if you do a red blood cell magnesium and it's low, that's sometimes a telltale sign that you have accumulated heavy metals, because there's a competition between the two. So a follow-up test would be a urine magnesium, because what you would expect if someone is deficient in magnesium, you would expect the urine magnesium to be low, which means the body is trying to conserve as much magnesium as it can to deal with the deficiency. But a lot of times we see the magnesium pouring out from that person in the urine, another sign that there's a competition, and the binding sites may be all saturated with other minerals that you don't want in your body. And that's why measuring accumulations of toxic minerals in your body can be important.
Absolutely important information that we've shared with our listeners today. And tomorrow.
Well, all right. What's tomorrow? Friday.
Tomorrow, more of the same. And we'll have possibly some new ideas on how you can reduce your accumulation of toxic metals and support your good health. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Come back tomorrow, 10 o'clock. We'll be here. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.